sunny and 70 degrees today. It's going to be really nice today.
I could listen to this guy scream all day.
I swear to God. The thing you may not, the detail you may not have heard about the United Airlines flight and the doctor who, the ex-doctor, medical guy, whatever he was, who was dragged off the plane, you may not have heard the sound effect, which could be a hyena in a leg trap, as you did mention, or the doctor getting dragged off of the United Airlines flight. Here is the sound of how it went as they dragged him down the aisle between the seats amongst the people of the plane. Here it is.
Play it again. The best.
Who screams like that? Brett plays it before. He goes, I could listen to this all day.
I'm telling you, man. If I was on that plane, I'd have been rolling. I would have been rolling.
I don't understand why that sound comes out of your... why aren't you talking? Why aren't you yelling at them? You know what are you guys doing? Like, that's what you would normally expect.
The movie, The Hangover, where the Chinese guy is in the trunk and they let him out and he just starts screaming bloody murder because he finally... What's the guy's name? Chow?
Yeah.
And he's naked and he's just trying to bear hug him. That's exactly what I think of.
Well, that's the sound the guy made. He was dragged down the aisle. And, of course, you've heard the details of the story. And I don't understand why.
You know how you avoid that?
It got to that.
You know how you avoid that? When the cops tell you to do something, you listen to them.
Well.
If you would have listened to the cops, you wouldn't have got your ass kicked. It's very simple.
They had to get four people off the flight. Nobody wanted to go, even though they offered some money, which they've done on flights before.
They offered $800 a piece.
How does nobody take it?
Nobody. Because the next flight to where they had to go, if I had to guess, it was somewhere in Kentucky. The next flight was the next day.
Right.
It wasn't like they could have got out 2 or 3 hours later. It wasn't like a flight.
But I'm sure they offered you hotel and a free flight and cash. That's usually how they do it.
I would have jumped on it.
How does United not up the money? Like, why go to dragging people off the flight when you can just go to $1,500 and not have all this negative publicity?
Why is United getting their ass kicked for it? It wasn't like the stewardesses took a frying pan, clubbed them over the head, and dragged them off the plane. The cops came on.
Brett, if they had hit them with a frying pan, what would it have sounded like if they hit them with a frying pan over the head?
Caught him off guard.
Real live audio as we go to the plane.
You know you're
going
to have to play these both at the same time, right?
So worth it, club.
Yeah. My point is like, it's not like the stewardess, you know, beat them with baseball bats and dragged them off. The cops came on.
But why does it have to get to that point?
I don't know why it got to that point, but it got to that point. But United's the one that's getting their asses handed
to
them.
They should.
Why?
Because they overbooked.
They all overbooked
every day. It's a broken system.
I'm not disagreeing.
If we pulled somebody off the street right now, JP, today, we need to have somebody else sit in your seat today to do the show. Just today.
You're making...
We're not giving you any money.
You're making a poor comparison.
I'm not making
the comparison.
Is
they had this overbooked flight.
Right, so they had to take somebody else and put them here.
So what I'm saying is...
But why
happens,
not? Why not arrange for it?
What do you mean?
But why not have it in general? Why overbook if you know you're going to need potential spots?
Because what happened with this one? What happened with this one is that there was from what I read that the flight was booked, but they had crew that had to get to the next city.
Yeah.
So they had to bump people to get the crew to the next city so they can operate their flights. Which apparently is something that happens every single day in the airline business.
Well, that's
my point is I don't disagree with you.
It usually goes smoother though.
But my point is that why is United getting their asses kicked when it's not like the pilot got up and beat the piss out of this guy? They called the authorities.
The
authorities came on the plane and the authorities asked this guy to get up. He chose to fight back the cops and the cops kicked his ass, which should happen when you don't listen to the cops.
But why were the cops called?
If it was any other circumstance and the guy got mouthy with the cops and got his ass kicked, we'd all be saying he deserved it. You shouldn't talk back to the cops. But because he's on an airplane, all of a sudden we got to treat this prick with kid gloves.
He's on an airplane that he paid money for. They paid for a seat.
I would never expect to be dragged off a plane.
But they're not going to jack him and not give him his money back. They needed something to happen. They did what the protocol was, is they brought in the authorities. The authorities came on the plane. They asked this guy to leave. He thought he was going to be a tough guy and mouth off to the cops. The cops kicked his ass.
You're defending a broken system.
I'm not defending. I think the system is broken. What I'm saying.
You're defending a broken system.
No, what I'm saying is.
If it happened to you, you would be as pissed.
I'd be rich. I'd be filthy rich. But you know what, Brett? If it happened to me.
This guy might be rich.
If it happened to me, I'm not mouthing off to the cops.
Mm-hmm. But then how do you win the lawsuit? Like, if you go off peacefully, you don't have, how are you going to have a lawsuit? You don't have a lawsuit. This guy may have a lawsuit for getting beat up. That's where he's going
to
make his money.
Trust me, you have a lawsuit. When you have to get from point A to point B, and then you can... Listen, they got that. I'm just saying, you not... I forget, I've said it 3 times already. We're good.
626. Here's Ted.
I tell you what's not going to happen on the next plane.
No,
authorities get on there. I'm just guessing. Nobody's going to get uppity. Like, yes, officer. Right away. I'll follow you. Let me grab my carry-on bag, and I'll go with wherever you want to go.
I don't want to scream like this. Just give me $600. I'll leave.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota and the all-new Sunrise Toyota North and Middle Island. Long
Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:32. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about the story from last week that just has continued in the news because it's so strange about the guy who was dragged off the United Airlines flight, didn't want to leave the plane. He was screaming. We were playing his screams a little earlier. He did seem appear to get beat up.
That's it's almost like he's working at the Chinese restaurant and the rooster got away and he's chasing him with an axe.
It does sound like a wild animal in a trap, but that's him being dragged down the aisle of the plane and off the plane. We have a listener on the line. She would like to ask a question about the story. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question. Why was it this guy that was targeted to get off the plane as opposed to anybody else?
It was a random at that point.
We have the loop on this one.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why it was him they targeted to get off the plane.
Yeah, I feel like we're missing some details, but they offered money, nobody took it, and so they randomly asked 4 people to get off the plane, and he was the one who resisted, I guess.
Or he was the one that's got a criminal background, and they decided to get the bad apple off the plane.
Maybe that was it.
He was the one guy that was once a doctor that was no longer a doctor because he decided to give out prescriptions to people that didn't need them.
Maybe that's it.
That one? They didn't kick a choir boy off this plane, you know?
Right, but he wasn't, you know, doing illegal things like the day before. That happened like 12 years ago, whatever he did.
How do you know?
Because I read it in the newspaper.
You don't know what he was doing.
It must be
before.
True.
Yeah.
And now there's another story of a bride and groom getting kicked off of another United flight. It's bad. Leaves are falling all around. Well, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:38, sunny and 70 degrees today. Well, the United Airlines story from last week of the guy dragged off the flight has been just a huge story. Many different opinions on it, but now there's another story that came out just yesterday. United Airlines faces more drama after a bride and groom were reportedly dragged off a flight by a U.S. Marshal. This is a couple who, Michael and Amber, who were on their way to Costa Rica for their wedding a couple Saturdays ago. This past Saturday. So they were asked to disembark after moving up to an empty row. What happened was they got on the plane. There was another passenger sleeping in their seats, they said, right? And then they said, well, instead of waking the guy up, we'll move up a few rows. It's in the same class, you know, economy class, whatever it was.
Okay.
Flight attendant approached them, asked if they were in their ticketed seats. They explained they moved because this guy is sleeping in our seats and had asked for upgraded seats but were denied. So, all right. So, I don't know why they asked for upgraded seats, but so the couple
claims... Because they were on... Everybody who's getting married, some reason, like, their travel agent, when they booked their honeymoon, is, yeah, a lot of times, if you just tell them it's your honeymoon, they'll upgrade you to first class. Your ass. Everybody's got a sense of entitlement.
Well, in this case, it went bad. The couple claimed they then moved to their original seats, but were approached by a U.S. Marshal who escorted them off the plane. They got on another plane the next day and arrived in Costa Rica to celebrate their wedding. But both were still shocked by their treatment. We thought, not a big deal. It's not like we were trying to jump into a first-class seat. We were simply in an economy row, a few rows above our economy seats. United claimed that they attempted to move into upgraded seats without permission and refused to move back when they were approached by the flight attendant. So there's two completely different stories.
Right.
The bride and groom, it was a very simple situation. We don't know why we were escorted off. And then United saying they repeatedly attempted to sit in upgraded seating, which they did not purchase, and they would not follow crew instructions to return to their assigned seats.
Am I the only one that thinks that we are only... I'm shocked that planes are not equipped with cameras for exactly what goes on. Because they can...
That's a good point.
If the plane's got cameras in it, right? I mean, everywhere we go...
Like school buses, there should be a camera in the plane.
Everywhere we go now, the expectation is that cameras are following us. I think that's at the point. Can you agree on that one?
Yeah.
If they have the cameras on these airplanes and this bride and groom said, no, we only went up two rows and we stayed in the same class, United could just be like, no, let's go to the videotape. Yeah, there you are. Look at you in business class. Absolutely. Get out of the plane. Get off the plane. It's very simple.
So they claim they were taken off by a U.S. Marshal and they were very nice and that nothing happened. United claims they went to seats they didn't pay for and wouldn't leave and that no marshals were called and that the couple tried to move the seats and that no marshals were called or anything. So there's two completely different stories. Somebody is completely lying.
Right. If I had to guess...
And that one, I
think it would be the couple that's trying to capitalize on United's bad luck as
of
late.
I think you are correct.
Thank you very much.
I think they're totally going for a free honeymoon.
Amen.
We'll see. They made it to Costa Rica and their honeymoon. So when they get back, I guess is when the story will continue.
Wouldn't it be great? So now that United's got their names, they just bounce them from flight to flight, getting that they're stuck in Costa Rica for like 3 days in the airport.
Right. Sorry you're stuck in Topeka.
Oh, yeah. Not lightning.
641. Sunny and 70 degrees today.
But the rest of the plane is fine. Yeah, the lightning would hit your seats. I apologize.
Here's Ted.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota, the all-new Sunrise Toyota, North and Middle Island, Long Island traffic. So far this morning, just our normal traffic westbound now on the LIE in towards Glen Cove Road. And then again, as you make your way westbound into the Queens Line, we also now on the eastbound side of the LIE have an accident as you make your way east of exit 62 for Nichols Road. On the Northern Parkway westbound, a little bit more traffic.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:51, sunny and 70 today. Well, there is audio of the man being dragged off the United Airlines flight from last week. You've heard the story.
You've seen the video, but I guess it didn't come with... I saw the video, and I saw the blood spewing from his mouth, which I enjoyed watching. And, but I didn't hear the audio, and as soon as we came in, Brett played the audio of this guy screaming. And I can't help to think it's Chow from The Hangover that you get naked out of the trunk of the car when they set him free.
But apparently that's not the best comparison.
Somebody sent a message on Facebook and said you got to play that next to the kid with the fire ants. Remember that kid from like Thailand or wherever it was? That was good. They decided to put fire ants down by his balls.
This is what people do on the internet. They do like challenges. So fire ants like in his underwear to see if he can handle it.
Right. First play the guy on the flight again, Brett.
Okay, here's the guy on the flight.
And now here's the fire ants guy.
Wow, those are closer than I thought they would be.
That's great.
Here's the United Airlines guy. Fire Ants guy. United Airlines guy. How is he in two places?
I don't know.
In two different news stories. It's incredible. Jeez. That was way closer than I ever expected. Amazing.
It was Taiwan. That kid was from Taiwan, not Thailand.
And do we know where the doctor was from, United Airlines?
No, something Asian-y.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's Taiwan. Who knows?
No, he was slanty.
6:50.